Maybe that'll work. Check, check. Yeah. I think that's going to work.
Another good day.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think the... I mean, we did... We have a disparity on mileage between your Garmin watch, my Garmin watch, your Onyx, my Onyx, my InReach, and your InReach. They all have given us a different distance, and it's a mile disparity across the board.
Between 9 and 10, yeah.
Between six different devices, a mile disparity. So we have between 8.2 and 9.5 miles logged for today. But through all of that mileage, I think the true work has been tonight with this fire and trying to get warm.
Yeah, it got cold quick today.
Yeah.
We were at the top of the mountain when it got cold, and it was wet all morning. So.
Like a silver thaw. I mean, everything up here is frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some pretty cool footage of everything frozen. I got some good footage of Aaron walking across. It looked like an Arctic tundra. If you didn't know it was West Virginia, there's no way you're guessing it's West Virginia. So, it was a pretty cool day today.
It was a cool day. We saw some really good stuff. Okay, turn your light on, please. Yep. We left camp probably a little later than we had planned.
It was about, what, 8:30, I think?
I think, yeah. I mean, it's not like we had a time frame planned for today, but knowing how far we wanted to navigate today. Light, please. We did kind of get a little bit of a late start, but it was nice not to set an alarm.
Yep.
And not be rushed. But I did feel like when we did leave, I felt a little bit behind the curveball. We didn't move out at a super hard pace. Certainly not as fast as we took off yesterday. Yesterday when we left the trucks, we were moving. Yeah, which originally wasn't our intent. But holy cow, we talked about this in last night's tailgate talk. The biodiversity up here is insane.
It's incredible.
And there was a period of trail today. We wanted to go north, and we did a big loop, so we did not backtrack at all today at any point in time.
Correct.
We never saw the same ground twice. Came real close to it, but never did. But on the top of that one run where we were planning on leaving trail, it was a wall of mountain laurel. It was like we were walking across a ridge in the George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Just dense.
Super dense.
And
some
it was,
of the stuff we saw today was 15 feet tall.
Yeah, mountain laurel, 15 feet tall. That stuff that we walked through along that, on that one trail, it's so narrow, and it's one of the major trail systems through this area that it wasn't even shoulder wide.
Mm-hmm.
It was brushing your shoulders as you went through, and it was a dense wall of it. We saw deer sign in places where I did not anticipate seeing deer sign, and it wasn't just a little bit of deer sign. It was an insane amount of deer sign in areas where I did not think that we would see that much deer sign.
Yeah, once again today, the amount of deer poop we saw was absolutely incredible. Like, piles every 5 feet going down a trail.
Yeah. Ton of rubs.
Ton of rubs. Yep.
We found some really cool places with pockets of hardwood where you could easily get in and hunt. We found some areas where it'll be a lot of fun to just still hunt. Yep. We found some really cool spots where if we come up here in gun season or muzzleloader season, we found some really neat spots for that.
Saw a couple deer today.
We did. We saw two deer today. We saw a turkey track out in the middle of that tundra.
I would not have expected a turkey out there.
It was in, yeah. Yep, full-on turkey track out in that tundra.
That and the dog poop.
Yeah, a lot of coyote poop. The largest coyote droppings I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was some large canine poop out there.
Yeah.
And that was all over, like randomly spread out all over the place too.
It was, yep. We came off of a creek and we were walking through the timber. The creek was 20 yards from his tops. There was a pool that was probably at least, I'm totally guessing because you stuck your pole down on the side of it, down to the handle.
And there was nothing. And that was straight down where the water started.
Yeah, right at the edge, the pool's edge. And it was onyx black. I mean, you could not see down into that water at all.
Nope. Bunch of frog's eggs floating on top, though.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to how...
It's going.
How far or how deep it is. It'd be kind of cool to come back in the summertime and go look at it again and see if the water levels drops.
Yep.
The clarity's not going to change.
No, we got a lot of rain last night and this morning, too. It wasn't heavy, but it was steady the whole time. I mean, the creek near us came up a few inches last night. That first trail, I felt we were just hiking up a creek for the first 2 miles today. But it would be interesting to see the levels. I was amazed how... We're at the top of the mountain, and we're in a marsh. I mean, we're walking through. It looks solid, but you're sinking 6-8 inches every step. And we're at the top of the mountain. How does that?
Yeah.
It water's supposed to go downhill, and it's just strange.
We're in the Appalachians, and according to my Garmin, we crested 4,000 feet above sea level today. So that's in the Appalachians.
That's a good hike.
That's up there. And to have this much moisture up here, and it's been a long time since my crispy Thors have been waterlogged, and I was waterlogged today.
Yeah.
Walking through all the...
That marsh was,
all the tundras.
Was tough, yeah.
Yeah. We heard turkeys today.
Yep.
In the evening, a couple of hen yelps.
Yep.
So we executed our plan just as we wanted to today. What we found when we left camp this morning and made this 9-mile loop, and when we came in above camp, some of the best hunting area that we saw all day.
All day was within 500 yards of camp starting out to about 3/4 mile up from camp.
Correct.
Yeah, it's right here, which was...
Nice to know.
Yep. Yeah, you had marked some stuff up on top of the mountains, and some of them panned out okay. Other stuff just ended up being that just disgusting marsh where you're not going to hunt, or tundra where you're just not going to hunt.
Yeah.
There's some sign in it, but I don't see the point. And if you were to get something down in there, you would have a hell of a time getting that animal out.
It'll be so worth it, though, when it happens.
And having to go through the laurel at the edges.
Yeah.
Because they were all surrounded by laurel. I got to give it to the XO jacket and these scree pants. We shoved through some nasty ASS crap today, and they held up. They didn't. I'm very shocked.
Yep.
It's good. There was some nasty, nasty stuff we pushed through today.
It's good gear. We were heading towards a saddle. I had a couple of saddles. marked on the map that I wanted to get eyes on. And we were heading towards one. And we went from just a really cool hardwood, meadowish, like grassy, open terrain with a lot of browse and surrounded by firs and pines on both sides. And we ended up peeking at that, hit the timber, and we're walking through pretty dense timber, but easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And then walked up on it was a wall. It was mountain laurel, an intense wall of mountain laurel. It just went from standing timber to this wall of mountain laurel. And it was literally, some of it was 15 feet high. You could not walk through it.
The stems were no more than a foot apart that we could see. There was no way we were walking through it.
No.
So
all we could do was just turn and skirt it.
Yeah, and we spent quite a bit of time skirting that. Finally got up to close to the tundra we wanted to push through, and we just had to suck it up for about 50 yards and just hammered through it. There was no good way. It was not pretty. My rain cover for my Mark 6 is somewhere at the top of the mountain. I'm not sure. I caught yours when it was coming off.
Yeah.
And we had split a little bit, tried to find an easier way. And I got out into the open and turned around, and it wasn't there anymore. I mean, you asked if I wanted to go back there. No, I'll spend another $25 for another cover.
So, anybody not watching this episode on YouTube, I have nearly every layer on that I packed in. I don't have on my puffy pants and my rain pants on yet, but I'm going to sleep in them.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping in my rain stuff.
I have every layer on my upper body. We are huddled up around this fire that we have built. We have wet boots off, insoles out, and we're both hanging socks over the fire. And this fire has been a challenge because everything here is wet.
Yeah, it was wet before we got here.
Yep.
After today, it's extra wet.
And we did get a fire going, and we've been nursing it throughout the evening. But we'll get it flamed up, and then it just peters out on us. So we're trying to get our boots taken care of a little bit for tomorrow. But by the time we get to the trucks, they're
going to be soaked.
Soaked. But we only have about a 4 mile run to the trucks, because we're heading straight out of here in the morning. So we're not going off trail at all. We're crushing ground, but that's going to be challenging in itself, because again, when I say that it's a silver thaw up here, the weather system that rolled in, we've had moisture in the air longer than predicted. It's snowing. We haven't been able to see over 200 yards all day. We've been blocked in by fog all day.
And the temperature has been dropping.
Yep.
It was probably low 40s when we woke up, and it's in the teens now.
It is, yeah.
It was probably 20 by the time we got back to camp tonight. It was
everything that's damp or wet
is frozen.
All the pockets on our packs are frozen, the zippers are frozen. Boots are frozen. Gaiters are frozen. Trekking poles are frozen.
Pants are still frozen.
The water on our tent, all the water droplets on the tents are frozen. Everything is frozen. Battery packs are struggling to work properly. I've had my Sawyer squeeze filter has been inside my warmies against my skin, trying to get it prepped.
Your warmies, is that your technical term?
Yeah, yeah. So that I can try to filter some water before we call it a night and go to bed. But it's been absolutely stunning.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
I don't want to sound like we're complaining about the weather. The weather was rough today. It made you earn it, but it was still an incredible day.
It makes the visual something that very few people get to experience.
Yeah, we can try to put up some of the videos we have and pictures of the up there. Like when we were up top going through that tundra, the trees on the windward side had probably a quarter inch of ice on everything. It was like a little winter wonderland up there.
And again, all day you couldn't see on when the wind would blow some of the fog around, you might get to see 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, there were times when you couldn't see. It was maybe 50, 60 yards.
Yep. I say it probably did help us a little bit in the favor of the cold temps getting across that last tundra, where it actually froze the top, and we were actually able to walk across the top a little bit, which is definitely helpful. But
so we were hoping to hear turkeys up here. There's turkeys here.
Yeah.
We've seen a ton of sign, and then this evening we did hear one hen yelping, which really surprised me because the weather today, I didn't think that we would hear turkeys at all. But when we came up here, we wanted to see if we saw turkey sign and or turkeys, but we were focusing more on scouting for fall deer and bear.
Yep.
But I wanted to try a different locator call, an abstract idea. I wanted to bugle, an elk bugle. I figure, why would a turkey not shot gobble to an elk bugle? So we brought a, what is it, 12 inches, 16 inches?
Yeah, give or take 12 inches, inch and a half pipe.
Of inch and a half PVC pipe, and I brought one of my Phelps diaphragms. And we've been ripping the bugle here and there as we've been navigating through this wilderness area. And we were 20 yards off the trail this morning, taking a break and having a little snack. And we were in this little pocket of timber, but we could see the trail above us.
Yep. Hiding from the wind.
And we had wrapped up our meal, and we were donning packs.
Yeah.
And we heard voices. And it was three men and a dog. They were, I think, heading. They had already packed. They had already hiked out to one of the lookout points, one of the knobs, the high points. They're heading back, and this one guy was really proud of the fact that he had been out on the trails with his dog at some point and was bathing his dog in the creek with soap when other hikers had said something. Anyhow, he was being very vocal about how he likes to take care of his dog in the wilderness when he's out here. And we let them go by, and we dropped down into the creek bottom and ripped two bugles. So it'd be fun to be a fly on the wall back in that truck as they're driving out of here saying, holy cow, we heard elk bugling in this wilderness area. There's no elk out here.
Yeah, I mean, there's elk in West Virginia, but they're way south of here. So
that was we had a good laugh about that.
Yeah, you looked at me with this little grin on your face, and I knew something when you were like, grab the tube.
Yeah, that was fun. So, something else that happened during that little snack break. I tried my hand at dehydrating my own meal. And I dehydrated quinoa. And my wife and I had stuffed cabbage rolls a couple of nights before we were heading out here. And it was a real healthy stuffed cabbage roll. It was ground chicken, carrots, mushrooms, onion, and some natural spices. And we had leftovers of it, so I dehydrated it. And this morning, in a Ziploc bag, I rehydrated that meal. And it was tasty.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Dehydrated quinoa, when you rehydrate it,
tastes just like quinoa.
It tastes just like quinoa. Yeah, I was really impressed.
Just like it, yeah.
Yep, I was really impressed. I will be doing it again. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a big win.
Yeah.
Big win. So I don't know if we're gonna be as vocal and chattery as we were last night. The day is catching up with me. The temperature is still dropping, and I'm really looking forward to cleaning up our campsite here and putting on every layer that I've packed in and getting in my quilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think either of us slept great last night.
So. No, I did not.
I'm not as mentally tired today, but my body is definitely feeling it. So.
Yep, and our fire is about out.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
So.
And probably going to have to sleep with battery packs in the quilt somehow because it's so cold. My battery pack is not wanting to charge my phone.
My thought is I'm just going to throw them on the pouch in the hoodie because I don't lay on my stomach.
Yeah.
Just let it ride. So.
Well, Nick, this was an incredible trip.
It was a lot. It was another really fun weekend.
Yeah. So. Yeah. This was a really, really good trip. It's going to be a 4 miles tomorrow morning. Part of it might end up being a little bit treacherous trying to get down into those canyons because everything is going to be frozen. All those rocks are going to be frozen.
Yeah, we'll take our time.
So, well, again, it's been a pleasure sharing the wilderness with you, man. And there won't be any podcasting when we get back to the trucks tomorrow morning, so I think this is it for this trip. I think when we hit the trucks tomorrow, it's going to be get clothes off.
Get
trucks warmed up and shake hands and hit the road.
Yep. Yeah. We get a long trip. We both got about what 5.5 hours tomorrow to get.
Yeah.
Home,
yeah. So. I think so. So
dude, hoping the roads aren't too bad tomorrow morning either.
Oh yeah. That's right. I mean, the roads are going to be icy.
Yep. Could be. So.
Yep. That might be a long drive trying to get out of here. All right, man. Hey.
Another great weekend.
Another good trip, man. And we get to do this again in the end of May.
Yep. A couple months, we'll be out doing turkey in the George Washington again.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, tailgate talk. Didn't talk about it at all last night. Check out our sponsor discounts. Listener codes. We have some good ones. Badlands. Vortex. Wilderness Athlete. The Love Sauce. They're all great discounts. I'm not going to say the codes right now. We are sharing them in other episodes. Give them a listen. Use the codes. Help us. Help the companies that are helping us. It's all good things. Like I'm talking about 20 to 25% discounts for Badlands and Vortex and Wilderness Athlete. So thanks for listening. Be limitless.